Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, granted, Jesus is my plan. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world, just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea. Hallelujah. Yes, daily walking close to Thee, let it be. My feeble life is over. Time for me will be no more. Guide me safely, gently, oh, to Thy kingdom shore. Just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily, Lord, daily walking close to Thee. Let it be.
Bless you, saints. Amen. Is that your desire this morning, to walk closer to the Lord? Amen. May the Lord grant it through the preaching of the word this morning, as we listen in and apply the word to our lives. May it be that at the end of the day, our walk would be a bit closer unto the Lord. Amen. Let us read in the book of 1 John chapter 4. Just read a few verses there from verse number 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And then in verse 18 it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
Because fear has torment.
Yes, sir.
He that fears is not made perfect in love.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning for your grace that has brought us into your house. Lord, how we love to be here, Lord. Father, we are so thankful that there's still an opportunity where we can come and meet one with another. Lord, even as we see the world is gripped in fear this time, Lord, we are so thankful. Father, for if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't know what to do, Lord. But you loved us, and we love you, Lord, and we are so thankful for this morning. Help us in this Sunday school class. Lord, let it be that it would lead into the song worship, Lord, and that it will help us, Lord, to prepare the ground, Father, for the preaching of the word this morning. Bless the saints that are here and those that are at home. We commit those, Lord, Father, that are not able to make it, even our brother Mike Adango, Lord, at work this morning. Bless him and watch over him, Lord. And my wife also, I commit to you. Even our brother David and family, Lord, we pray that you touch your people. Bless us this morning as we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you, saints. Just as the saints are coming in, you may take your seats and we will turn again in the Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 20. Just to pick up something there. Revelation chapter 20. Some great things that the book of Revelation holds for us. And it says from verse 1, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little while." May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may wonder, why is he loosed again, you know? Why not lock him up for good and throw away the key, you know? But that time will come that the devil will be put away and all his works will cease. Because right now, if you look at the condition of the world, it's quite a condition. You know, if you look what the devil has done to cause this world to be where it is now, where you see little boys that are 14 years old being charged with murder, planning to go and shoot other kids in school and knifing other kids on the streets. What kind of a world is this that we are living in? It's such a pitiful place. And it's not only that. There's many other things that are done which are not even reported in the newspapers. The world has really become a cesspool. A place that, oh, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't want to be here at all. I mean, even now we don't want to be here. So it's just terrible on all fronts, even when we look at the condition of the sicknesses that are coming up. The world has become so advanced today, but the sicknesses have really astounded the scientists now. And it looks like we need to get another round of vaccines again, you know. With the way these things are going, who knows what other variants will come and things are. It's just not the kind of place that you would have imagined 20 years ago. You know, it's a different place now. And it's terrible. But we just read there in Revelation 20 of a time when the devil will be bound and he's going to be put away. And at that time, just imagine that all his works and everything that he has ever schemed and planned and put into place will be done away with. Amen. That's a time to look forward to. Amen. You know, it will be such a time of joy. It will be such a time of peace. And I'm glad Sister Lydia came, isn't it? She came. So we thank God for Johnny wasn't feeling so well, so we'll pray for him. But, you know, there will be no rent to pay there, brother. You know, sister likes to sing a song that there will be no rent in heaven. Amen. And that time is going to come where we don't have to pay bills and stuff like that. Amen. But on top of it all, there will be no fear there. Nothing to fear at all. The Bible in the book of 1 John says, perfect love casts out fear. You know, so when you have perfect love of God, it casts out fear. But I thought maybe if we look at it from the perspective of the millennium, and we may see what this perfect love can do. Amen. Because God has done great things for us. He has given us great things at our disposal. But maybe sometimes we get too clouded up and we don't use it and we think maybe it will apply in the millennium and so forth. But The love of God is just as powerful today as it was when Jesus took up the cross for love. And it's just as powerful as it will be when we are in the millennium. Because the prophet, when he was describing when God gave him a chance to see beyond the curtain of time,
Amen.
Was lying there in bed, and the next thing he sees himself and he says, I must have died. It must have been a heart attack, you know. Because he was out of his body. You know, you can't really explain it, but he went over there and he seen the place where all the saints were gathered. Waiting. And my, how everybody was young and they were coming and hugging him, and even his own wife came. And you know, I think I've got some slides actually there on that, sister. If you put that for me, it will help everybody to. I think I have them opened already. You know, we are speaking on this power of brotherly love, because it's got such power that if we know about it, you know, it will provoke us into wanting to use this power, because it's right at our disposal. And so he was explaining what was happening there, and he said, and I looked this way and that way, and they were coming by the thousands, and I said, I don't understand this well. And here come Hope, his first wife. That was my first wife. She ran and never said my husband. She said my precious brother. And when she hugged me, there was another woman standing there that had hugged me. And then Hope hugged this woman. This was quite an unusual thing. Because in another message, when the prophet is explaining this, he says, Sister Hope was a very jealous sister, you know. I mean, she wouldn't stand for another sister hugging her husband, you know. So when it happened then, the prophet seen that. And then Sister Hope, her reaction was to hug this woman. He thought, oh, this has to be something different. You know? There's something I thought, oh, I would never want to go back to that old carcass again. He was referring to this life. That we imagine how it was like in the 1960s when he was saying this. You know, when we look at 1960, we would be like, well, what glorious times. But when he went beyond the curtain of time and he looked at that present time of that day, he said, I don't ever want to get into that carcass again. Amen. What if this had happened today? He would say, please, Lord, don't send me back. You know? And I looked around. I thought, what is this? And I looked real good. And I said, I can't understand this. But Hope seemed to be like a guest of honor or something. She was no different, but just like a guest of honor. And I heard a voice then spoke to me. That was in the room, and it said, this is what you preached was the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This is perfect love.
Amen.
Nothing can enter here without it.
Amen.
And he says, I am more determined than ever in my life that it takes perfect love to enter there.
Amen.
There was no jealousy. There was no tiredness. There was no death. Sickness could never enter in there. Mortality could never make you old. They could not cry. It was just one joy. What a time to look forward to. That's a time that, oh my, I can't wait for that. And we had a taste of that the other time we went down to Wicklow with our families. It was such a time of love and, you know, just love among the brethren. And when that condition was like that there, imagine that they were in perfect love there, because nothing could enter there without it. And as a result of that, there was no tiredness.
Amen.
There was no jealousy.
Amen.
You know, there was none of these things that the devil has caused for us to have in this world that we are living in now. So it's quite a thing, but I would like to provoke you this morning to think of it from this angle. That God is not going to perform some kind of a miracle on you, and then you find your place, yourself in this place, and all of a sudden you have perfect love. He's not going to do that. You've got to have the perfect love here before you get there. Because it says you cannot enter there without it. It's not something that you're waiting on some magic wand, you know, and Now you have perfect love because you have entered there. The perfect love begins here. Yeah, that's why in the book of, Hebrews chapter 13, it says, let brotherly love continue. Even Jesus in the book of John, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, love one another. There's something about this love. Love is a very powerful force. A little bit of love, the prophet says, can heal somebody. Just to extend a little bit of love. And so we've got to let this love that's in us, the love of God, express itself. Because we can do things to stop it right in its tracks when it wants to express itself. You know? But Jesus says, by this will all men know that you are my disciples. When you have love one for another,
amen.
There's something about love. It's such a powerful force. It caused God to give his only begotten son. Can you imagine him who had no sin because of love took up the cross and went on that Calvary hill and died in the place of the sinner? Why? What done it? It was love. And he expressed his love. And when he expressed that love, it was so powerful, it turned sinners into heirs of eternal life. You and me sitting here.
Amen.
We have become heirs of eternal life because of the power of love.
Amen.
So if we can begin to express this love among us, what could happen? What could happen? Right. So how do we understand what could happen now if we begin to express this love among one another? Here's how we will understand it. In Question and Answers, 1964, the prophet was asked a question, and somebody was talking about the millennium. Does it have to do with the 1,000 years? Could it not be a generation? You know, there's a bit behind that question. And he's answering that. But in answering this question, he goes to paragraph 1, number 50 there. 150. So it's a Sabbath day when the church will no more labor against sin. This is in the millennium, okay? There's no more laboring against sin. Satan is bound a little season. That's where we read in Revelations 20.
Amen.
1,000 years. Because his subjects is all in hell. And the church that's on earth is redeemed and right in the presence of Christ, so he has nothing to work on. The devil has nothing to work on. Now listen. So it's not a chain where we just read where he's going to be bound with a great chain and thrown into the bottomless pit of fire. It's not a chain like, as I said, a log chain, because he had given this exact answer in Question and Answers 1. It's not a chain, as I say, the log chain. It's a chain of circumstances. He has nothing he can do. He is helpless and hopeless, just waiting for the resurrection of his subjects. Then they are separated as the sheep from the goats. So let us break this down a little bit. The people have come to the millennium, and there is peace and joy and righteousness reigns in that place. And the prophet is explaining to us how this has come to be. The devil is bound by a chain of circumstances, okay? He's not able to do his mischievous things in that place. Why? Because all his subjects are not there. Okay? So because his subjects are not there, he's got nothing to work with. Can you imagine what a condition that would be?
Amen.
The devil has got nothing to work with. Just think of it. Before even Adam fell, the devil was there. He couldn't do anything to them because he had nothing to work with.
Amen.
They were right there in Eden enjoying the creation of God. And God would come and he had partnered with them. They are naming the animals, redistributing things, and it was perfect.
Amen.
Perfect. And the devil was there. He had nothing to work with.
Amen.
There was no malice in the heart of Eve. So the devil couldn't work.
Amen.
He was powerless. There was nothing evil being planned by Adam. And the devil couldn't do his schemes. It's not like he didn't have a scheme. He had. But he was completely rendered powerless because he had nothing to work with. And there is that condition again in the millennium where all the subjects of the devil are dead. The rest of the dead lived not 1,000 years. And so he has nothing to work with. The people that are there, there they are. It's the church that is redeemed and right in the presence of Christ. And these people are in this condition where they have perfect love, amen, one for another. And how can you say you love God when you can't love your brother? Amen. No. So when you have perfect love, it renders the devil powerless because he has got nothing to work with in your life. And I wanted to provoke you with this morning, that this condition that we are talking about in the millennium, it's not like God is going to change the love of God and make it more powerful at that time so that we can bind the devil at that time. No. The same love of God that existed when he came down to Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego is the same love of God that we have today. And when we can have this perfect love of God in our hearts, one for another, and let nothing stop it from expressing itself, the devil becomes powerless. Even now, we can render him powerless by expressing love one for another. No wonder Jesus gave it as a commandment. He says, love one another, because there's something in love. So when you can find that you have come to a place where the devil has nothing in your life to work with, right here on this earth, brother, that's a time, you know, where you are in love with everybody. You don't harbor no hard feelings about anyone. Amen. You just love to be with the children of God. Amen. Even those that are not the children of God in your eyes, you just love them. Amen. You're just somebody who loves because, amen, God is love. Amen. And God is in you. And that's all you have, is just to express that love. Yeah. Let it express. Beloved, love one another, the Bible says. What power we forsake, yes, when we harbor malicious intent in our hearts. What messes we forsake when we harbor things that are contrary to the word in our hearts. Those are the things that stop love from expressing. Ah, that brother, he spoke to me about this and that, I didn't like it. Well, go fix it so that the love can flow. Amen. There's no use coming here to pray and say, I bind you, Satan, I bind you. That's all right. But that's how to bind the devil. Love one another. Amen. Let love flow one to another, and you will see what kind of a condition we can come to. Because when it expressed in Jesus, look what he done. Amen. Turned the whole world of sinners that was doomed to a people that is born again, heirs of eternal life, never to test death. Amen. And he tested it for you. What a time. Amen. Don't think that you get out of here with all these things in your heart and then over there God will change your heart. No, the way you get out of here is the same way you will be over there. Amen. So if we can have love one for another at this time, that's the thing to have. Amen. Because the Bible says in Revelation 26, blessed and holy is he that is part in the first resurrection. Amen. On such the second death has no power. Amen. They shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And if you want to see what happens after that 1,000 years, it says, and he'll be loosed after 1,000 years. Yeah? He's going to be loosed after 1,000 years. How is he going to get loosed? Because we've seen that the chain is a chain of circumstance. There's nothing with which he can work with. And then at the end of 1,000 years, the devil will be loosed. Now he can do his things again. He goes and deceives the nations and do a lot of mischief again. How? Because the dead that lived not, they will be resurrected then at the end of the millennium. Then now they are there. Now the devil has got something to work with. And he goes again doing what he is doing now. So you see, saints, how much we forsake when we fail to express love one for another. This is not a condition that God is going to bring about at the millennium. We can have that now. And you can have it in your life right now, just as an individual. When you have just love in your heart from a pure heart. The devil has nothing that he can work with in your life. And that's my prayer this morning, saints, that it may provoke you to let this brotherly love continue, because it's got such power in it. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning for your grace and your mercies. We love you, Father, for you first loved us. Lord, there's no greater love that a man has shown than that he died for his friends. And this is what you've done, Lord, to show your love to us. Help us, Father, that, Lord, there be nothing in our lives that could hinder you from expressing that love through us to thy children. Please grant grace now as we enter into the song service. I pray you bless our brethren that will lead us. Use them, Father, to bring us to that state, Lord, where when the word comes, oh God, it will just flow straight into our souls this morning. Father, that your word may manifest in us, Father. We commit the pastor to you. Bless him and use him also this morning. Bless the saints that are at home and those that are not here, sick, Lord, and at work. We commit them all into your hands. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.